The party's biggest names are speaking here at the United Center. President Biden last night, former President Obama tonight. Tomorrow's lineup includes former President Bill Clinton, vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, and this 21-year-old.
Hi, I'm Olivia Juliana from the Internet JK. Hi, I'm Olivia Juliana. I'm an activist and content creator from Houston, Texas.
This convention is the first time the DNC has given credentials to content creators. The party describes it as leveling the playing field with traditional media. These are people who have big followings on TikTok, Instagram, and other social media platforms, and who don't necessarily worry about journalistic balance in the same way traditional news outlets do. Research shows more Americans are learning about politics through those platforms. And if there is a hierarchy of political content creators, Olivia Juliana is right up near the top.
Come with me to day one of the Texas Democrat State Convention in El Paso, Texas.
What is going on with Bithra Pristone in the Supreme Court? Is abortion access protected? It's very complicated, and I understand that, so I'm going to explain it to you. Well, today, this childless cat and dog lady met with our next president of the United States.
She has more than a million followers across all the platforms combined. When Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz mocked her appearance 2 years ago, she used her response to raise more than $2 million for a fund that supports abortion access. But even as her profile and her follower counts grew, she never imagined that she would be speaking at the Democratic National Convention.
I might even cry just even talking about this. I didn't think somebody who grew up like me could get here. And
when you say like me, what do you mean?
I grew up very working class. I grew up living in trailer houses and farmhouses. And, you know, even once I started doing content, I didn't have enough money to go straight into a four-year university. I went to community college.
We met up with her in a lounge that the DNC set aside for creators. And even as people kept coming up to say how excited they were to meet her, she was starstruck too.
And then it's people who I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never met you. I'm a huge fan. Like, I saw Philip DeFranco at a party last night. And I about threw up from
excitement. I do not know who that is.
That's okay. Philip DeFranco is a YouTuber who I've been watching since I was 12 years old. Oh my God, wait, hold on, sorry.
Suddenly a few guys walk in and they all scream. It's her crew from Houston.
These are like all my favorite people.
Hi.
We all make content.
And you're all content creators?
We're all content creators. We literally met through TikTok.
Okay, so how would you describe the difference between what you do and what you do?
I do it better. No, I'm just kidding.
As we try to talk, someone pops their head into the creator space and shouts, Olivia. Our interview is interrupted because a staffer wants to make an introduction.
Olivia! Oh, why? What is happening?
I know. I got you.
Just what's happening? I'm meeting what's Nancy happening? Pelosi.
Meeting Nancy Pelosi, former Speaker of the House. They shake hands, exchange a few words, pose for a photo. Olivia feels like this was fate.
This is funny, is I'm literally wearing this outfit because if you'll find there is an old picture of Nancy Pelosi speaking at a political event in this hot pink suit. And I've matched my suits each major night to a woman in political history suit. And
that
this is my Nancy Pelosi suit.
Deep.
When we find a quieter place to sit down, Olivia catches her breath and I go in with the hard-hitting questions.
So here comes like the moment of truth. What's the caption gonna be?
See, now I have the photo. I must go find the photo of her in the pink suit, the iconic pink suit.
That inspired you to wear this pink suit.
That
oh, and boom,
me.
You pulled it up in a heartbeat.
Of course, it's bookmarked. The
inspiration photo is from 1992, a decade before Olivia was born. She posts, and we continue the conversation.
As a creator, do you think of yourself more as a journalist, a cheerleader, an arm of the campaign? Tell me how you think of your role.
Yeah. I think every creator is differently, but for me, I'm not going to pretend like I'm unbiased, because I'm not, you know? I'm a creator, but I'm also an activist. My number one goal is to persuade people to get involved in politics, to help them understand how the government works.
When Biden passed the torch to Harris and endorsed her, how did you see the content that people in your political content creation ecosystem were making? How did you see it shift?
Everyone looked significantly less stressed, for one. But two, I think it shifted from a place of pragmatism to a place of excitement.
She's now met Vice President Harris several times, but the first time really stands out to her.
You know, I could barely whisper. I was so nervous to meet her. And that is not like me at all. And
she says she told Harris that the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan allowed her to afford community college.
I told her, I'm going to be the first person in my immediate family to graduate from college because of this policy. And, you know, to be a kid who kind of, you know, breaks those generational issues, that's one thing. But to have the Vice President of the United States tell you that she's proud of you and that you need to prioritize your education is a whole other level of mama, I made it, you know?
Next week, Olivia Juliana plans to return to college, doing courses online so she can continue her work as a creator. And in November, this 21-year-old will vote for president for the first time ever, a few months after her speech here at the Democratic National Convention.
Thanks, Ari.